Diamond Javits versus Zapleta.
This is Zapleta Rabbi Zira. Two mostly Zapletas. Let me see this.
It's right below. Hey, in the middle of the line.
Yeah, I see it. Well,
oh, it is.
Okay,
look
further down.
Good.
This is Leo Rabbi. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Rabbi Zira is the one who holds that.
That we say rove that when an onion grows. When an onion grows, so we say that the net, the, let's say it grows more during the eighth year, so that's mevatel the prohibited growth in the seventh year. Like we said yesterday, Machlokes and Rabbi Zira on the one hand, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi on the other hand, where the next year's growth can be mevatel the previous year's growth. That grows for the 8 years, that cancels out the prohibited growth of the seventh year. So it sounds, Rabbi Zira holds it does, and we're going to bring down our Mishnah, which argues on Rabbi Zira. The Tanya and Taman, we learned over there, Gidule Truma, that which grows out of Truma is considered to be Truma. The Gidule, and the reason I should say that's the Rabbana. All that which grows out of truma is because otherwise they're afraid they're going to leave crop around, which is truma tzmeya, until you replant it, and it'll grow then into stuff which is tar. In the meantime, while you're leaving around, perhaps you're going to eat it, and you're going to stumble and transgress the prohibition of eating from which is tummy. So therefore they made a decree that in order to prevent you leaving around, they don't gain anything by leaving it around, because when you replant it, it becomes truma again. Okay? Only they did leave this intact, this kula, the gidulem, that which grows from the growth, that's kula. Avol tevel maiserishon, but stuff which was not yet tithed. And maiserishon, stuff which was maiserishon. And tzvichei shviyis, and that which grows during Shemitah wild. Utrumas chutz loretz, and truma which is taken off in certain areas of chutz loretz, v'amaduma. And stuff which got mixed together, chulin and truma. And bikurim. All these cases, replant the seeds from these fruits, then gdulein, that which grows, is chulin.
Here it says trumas meiser.
Yeah. Trumas meiser? That makes no sense. That's why you change it to Truma Schutzlaritz, obviously.
Yeah, Truma
Schutzlaritz
means Truma of Syria?
Yeah, of Syria, where they'll be taking off Truma. Because Truma's Meiser, if anything, is regular Truma. So that's why this really should be Truma Schutzlaritz. Vameduma, stuff which is mixed in, good and bad. Vabikurim, Kidule and Chulin. All that which grows there is Chulin. All that stuff which grows is Chulin, and it's of course not osir. The Tainlon, we learned to say this by Mendo Armorian, when is this true? But Dover Shazaro call it. In a thing where the seed gets rots in the ground. I have a Dover Shane Zaro call it, but let's say the seed does not rot in the ground, such as bulb plants, right? Things which are bulbs. So in that case, I have a Dover Shane Zaro call it, Gidulin Isurin. Anything which grows even out of the growth from the growth is prohibited. Why? Because it always retains the character of the original bulb, whatever else is there first. Ma'avid Rabbi Zira, what does Rabbi Zira do with this? It seems to be pretty explicit that that which grows doesn't cancel which was there previously. So it says, what a patala, he explains it, b'kdusha shviyas b'viur. Kdusha shviyas of those things which require biur, meaning that since they require biur, since they have to be all you really have to do is put them out and make them hefker. So therefore Chazal say, you know what? So what? Go out and make them hefker. let's not rely on bittul berov in this case. It's like davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? Just like davar sheyesh lo matirin, someone which will come tomorrow, we don't say is bottle today, wait till tomorrow. So too, go out and make beer on it, and that should do it that way. Avel achila, but stuff which is prohibited to eat, came in shereba lein chadash. Once that you have a majority of new growth, even this Mishnah would concede that it's mutter, that you're allowed to eat it. So just like Rabbi Zeir said, the new growth cancels the old growth. But the only time we say new growth doesn't cancel the old growth is only by that which you can do beer anyway, because we say instead of relying on the cancellation, go out and do the beer. Okay? So that's a little bit, it's still a little bit difficult what he's saying, because it sounds like I understand now why they push by the Shvi'a stuff. That which grows cancels or cancels that which is that by the Shvi'a stuff, why that which does grow does not cancel. Does not cancel. It's a case where it's susceptible to beer. Why the stuff which grew does not cancel that which previously goes into beer anyway, right? But it doesn't fully explain all the cases there from the Mishnah which we just cited. Why in all those cases we say that they're not batel if it's a bulb which doesn't get rot in the ground. Okay, but I don't want to get into it because it's complicated. Let's go on and go further. Ravo al Arbel. Ravo went up to Arbel, v'iskabel, and he stayed, or he was greeted by Gabi Abba Bar Minyamin. Asim Shalomle, so they came and asked him, Bilim Butzlaya, what's the halacha of these onions which they planted during Shemitah and then grew again. You uproot them during Shemitah and then you replant them and they grew again during this eighth year. For Elani Paskin called Kihodat Rabbi Zira, that the old growth is cancelled in a new growth. Chamsun Smichin Ulave. So he saw that people were relying on him, and that which he said. He didn't like that. Armeloni said, no. Anilo Amati Elabim Rukonim. Now, he gives here in the bottom of the Kavanaki a certain shot, but I would like to say the shot is like this, that not different than what he says. Rukonim, we said, are things which are beaten down. Rukonim means they're beaten down, although not completely severed from the ground. That's something we said earlier in the Masechta. So I would like to propose that here when he says Merukani, man, I didn't mean that you guys can go l'chatchila, uproot a plant during Shemitah and then replant it during the eighth year. That I could not permit, because that's really being mevatel isur l'chatchila, taking the prohibited substance and canceling it intentionally, and that is prohibited. Halach does not allow that. Rather, what he said, what I meant you could do is, if you had a plant which is left in the field and was beaten already out of its socket, so to speak, so it's not fully attached to the ground, and then it reattaches itself and grows in the eighth year, that I would permit. But again, not for you to take up the plants and replant them. That is forbidden. Because then you're intentionally being mevatelus v'chatchila. I can't allow that kind of activity. Okay, is that clear? Rabbi Yehuda said, by Omrei and Pasi, Ana Yoda Reisha of his Sefer. No, that wasn't the Maisa. I know the beginning of the Maisa and the end of the Maisa. Kad Shama Rabbi Ila Rabbi Yami Pligin, when he heard the Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Yami argue Rabbi Zira and say that we're not Mavato in such a good scenario, then Sora Mine, Rabbi Avo, fell off. He rescinded the heter he had previously alleged to have been granted, to have granted. Okay? Or he had previously granted. He fell away from the heter which previously gave, because he heard the Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Ila argue and Rabbi Zirei and said that you're not Mavato Isser in such a case where now there's additional growth canceling the previous growth. Okay, new Mishnah. When can a person buy vegetables in Motzoi Shemitah and assume that the vegetables he's buying are okay? When this eighth year has passed enough that new fruits of that kind are growing out in the field. Because then you assume that this is from the new crop. If one place, which is, so to speak, precocious, literally it's a bechor, it's the first, already is producing a new tara offfield, and you can even start buying stuff in places where they're not yet producing at full speed ahead. Because I make and say that Mistoma, this is from
the new crop. Rebbe Yitzli Kach Motzayish Yerek Motzayish Shvius Biyat. Rebbe, we will see in the Gemara why, was Matir permitted people to take vegetables on Motzayish Shmita immediately. He didn't require one to wait at all. Okay? Yeah, we did. Now, let's see the Gemara. Go to the Gemara. Tana, we learned. Originally, Shemitah fruit was also in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, because he assumed that the fruit came from Eretz Yisrael. Then they made a takana that vegetables are always permitted in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, even during Shemitah itself. Why? Because Mistoma, the vegetables there are coming from Chutz Lorz. Vavo Pichay, nonetheless, so also Lahavi, Yerek Mechutz Lorz. It still is forbidden, technically, to bring vegetables from Chutz Lorz Eretz Yisrael, but just like if you live near the Mexican border, there are always drugs coming over. So if you live near the Israeli border, there are always vegetables coming over. So they made the halacha jibe with reality, right? Chozov Iskinu. Then they made a new Takara. That they made it permissible to bring vegetables mechutz laretz laretz. They made a new takana, even embodying that outright. Nonetheless, they did not feel that motzoi shmita, there immediately was a glut of vegetables in the marketplace that they could permit the people to buy vegetables right away. Until Rebbe came and hitili kach yerek motzoi shvis miyad, he allowed people to buy vegetables motzoi shmita immediately. Why? Because so much is coming chutz laretz that they assumed it was all from chutz laretz. Barmi kafluta. The one exception was a type of vegetable called kafluta. He said those are unique, those are Israeli fruits, those are Israeli vegetables, and therefore I cannot assume that they come from chutz laretz moshari tzvius. Ma avdum lei. Well, you don't have the words leitzi poroi, do you? You do? I wonder when he... Well, it's hard to tell when you do, when you don't. Ma'avle Tzipori, what did the Tzipori, people of Tzipori do to Rebbe? Abushune Saka V'kitma, they took a kaflut, vegetable, and dressed it up in sackcloth and ashes. V'aisinu Akome Rebbe. And they brought this vegetable in front of Rebbe. V'amle, and they said to Rebbe, Ma'chotodein min kol yarka. How did this vegetable sin more than any other vegetable? That this vegetable is the last one which you're still leaving also. Sharaleh Lone. Once Rebbe saw this, I don't know if he got the joke or he had Rachmonis on them, but he was matur even to take kafluta mili amotzoi shvius to buy it in the marketplace.
That was a unique and indigenous Israeli
vegetable. Yeah, but they were saying it wasn't. He thought it was. They would say it's custom all over the place, and therefore should be mad to it. I guess. Anything? Yeah. I don't know if it only goes to Israel. Probably goes everywhere. There's attack cactus. The ones you get here don't come from Israel. You thought they came from Israel? No. Come from Arizona. Okay. Sabras.
Yes.
Cactus fruit.
Prickly pear.
That's the only place you can get it. Ula Bar Yishmael, Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda Bar Yehuda Nachtun La'ako. Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda went down to Akko. These Kabun Gari Rabbi Muna and they stayed Rabbi Muna. They said, Rebbe, Aseilanu lefesecho chair, please make us a pot full of vegetables. They said to their host, Avalei kupad. So Rabbi Muna, nothing doing, he made them meat. L'machor amalei, the next day said, Rebbe, they were afraid of their cholesterol. Aseilanu lefesecho chair, make us a pot full of vegetables. Avalei tarigolte, he made for them a chicken. They said that they're not getting anywhere. They saw they're not getting anywhere. Rebbe said, Omar, Rebbe said, Nikar huzeh shumaft mi pesa mafte mi pesa shishmuel. It's obvious that this guy is from the doorway of Shmuel, meaning Shmuel is the doctor. And the advanced medicine of the time held vegetables are not good for a person. Vegetables are no good. Proteins are good. And that's why he's giving us all this meat and chicken teeth. Homelay Rabbi Yosef, you don't know. Afilu mi pesa shishmuel, no. He's not from the school of health. The Lama of Atkein, why is he doing this? To Talmud min Talmudei de Rabbi Yehuda, is the student of the students of Rabbi Yehuda, my father.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yerek Oser Misfori Eretz Yisrael, who said vegetables are still Oser in the border cities of Eretz Yisrael, one of which was Akko, obviously. Karasa Legabe Tanele Uvda, when Rabbi Muna came to Rabbi Muna, when Rabbi Muna came to who? To Rabbi Yehuda, must be. Yeah, to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Yehuda. So, Amarlei, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe encouraged him and said, Tzarei chaveso avid kavasin, you need it. In other words, it was good, that which you did, not to serve them vegetables, but rather to serve the meat, because the vegetables, even in the border cities of Israel, are suspect to be Shemitah vegetables. Okay? Tamatidir, we learned over there. Mina Yerek, if a person takes an oath to refrain from vegetables, mutar b'yakos sadi is mutar to eat field vegetables. Because generally vegetables means the stuff which goes in your vegetable patch in your garden, not field or wild vegetables. Shulei Shein Levi, because that has an additional name attached with an additional descriptive name, which is Yarkos Sadeh. The dialogue with the learning concerning this, I know them in Yerek, which is somebody takes an oath not to eat vegetables during the seventh year, Oser b'yarkos sadeh. He's forbidden to eat even the vegetables which grow in the field. And the reason why this is so is because in Shemitah, there are very few vegetables in the garden patches because people haven't planted any. So therefore, if he offered vegetables during Shemitah year, he must be referring to vegetables which go wild out in the fields. Okay? Tnisa, we learned, Rabbi Krispa b'shem Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, v'amar tama. Well, actually, Rabbi Krispa b'shem Rabbi Gamliel said this over, and he said a logic. Harder the tame, or he said a qualification, I should say. Harder the tame, I actually to Rabbi Levi Yerek Michutzaretz Art. As if for Rabbi permitted bringing vegetables from Eretz Yisrael from Chutzaretz Eretz Yisrael. For Shita Rabbi Levi Yerek Michutzaretz Art. Once Rabbi permitted bringing vegetables from Chutzaretz Eretz Yisrael, he shvis he shnar shar she shavua. So there are vegetables in abundance all 7 years. So therefore, if he took an oath from vegetables, even during Shemitah's reference is only to garden vegetables, not the vegetables which go wild. Because they're now, right in the contemporarily, they're available during Shemitah as well. Taron Tanei, we learned over there. Vishakai Roko Soda, all the other vegetables of the field, Chutzmi Shmarkin or Pitrios, I don't know what Shmarkin are, they're a type of sharp onion, Rashi, the Rambam says, and Pitrios I know are mushrooms. Raviro Mer, with the exception of field cress and regula netzcholov, Rabbi Shimon Meir chutz min achbios, with the exception of achbios, rabios, and chutz min achklov sin. Be that as it may, these are 8 types of vegetables. Hare elu tzrichin machshav v'achshir. All these type of 8 vegetables are not considered to be bona fide vegetables, and therefore, in order for them to be matami tumas ochlin, in order for them to get tuma, you have to both designate them for food purposes, and hechsher, you have to make them moist as well. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, why do we bring this all down? Because Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Olshin b'shvias, the olshin, which are endives. During Shemitah, chashuvimeim letami tumas ochlin. Normally, people don't eat endives, but during Shemitah, people eat them, even though they're very bitter, because people are that desperate for vegetables, right? So during Shemitah, they're letami tumas ochlin without any additional thought. Hada de tamar, and this too we say, ad shelo itir Rebbe lahavi yarg michutz laaretz laaretz. This is before Rebbe permitted bringing vegetables from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. I'm Shita Rebbe from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Shita Rebbe Levi Yerek from Chutz La'aretz to La'aretz. Once Rebbe permitted one to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, he shvitz, he shnar, shnei shavua. There's no difference between endives during Shemitah the rest of the year. We do not assume that they are considered to be foodstuff. Unless specially designated, they're just weeds. They're not food. Okay? It says more further. Oh, going back to Mishnah. Go back to Mishnah for a minute. Going back to Mishnah, Emel Tzim Shemen Tzreifo Peir Shvi'is Moritz L'Chutz La'aretz. One is not allowed to take even Truma, which is, I think it goes one higher. Thank you.
imagination, but we didn't have
to. What? You don't have mushrooms?
No, we didn't have the whole discussion. I was
searching frantically. The whole, like, three or four lines you were reading weren't there.
Did you get the last part of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina?
This last part, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina?
Yeah.
No, we all
got ocean. Okay, that lettuce is, that endives require, they used to not require thought during Shemitah, now they require thought. That's what you have?
Yeah.
Okay, no wonder gee, this is much even longer than yours.
So
all right. Amo team, it's a good set to buy, though. The way he has it, it's always much easier to read. It's much smoother. No, there are only four volumes. Emotzi Mishemen Srefo Peros. This you have, right? This is Mishnah. Emotzi Mishemen Srefo Peros Shviyas Miyaretz L'chutzot. One is now allowed to take Truma, even though it became Tomei. And it's designated now for burning. And, of course, all types of Peros Shviyas are now allowed to be taken to Chutzot. Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, for Shemati Beferu Shemotim LeSuria. One is allowed to take the stuff out of Syria, Beimotim Chutzarat, not to Chutzarat. Have a bone maimer lo pligin. At first, you have the Gemara, have a bone maimer?
Yeah.
All the way to the bottom, Mr. Zuber.
Yeah, but down here,
it's about
10 lines from
the bottom?
From that.
In the paragraph. Have a boil maimar, they want to say that lo pligin, that they're not arguing, Rabban Rabbi Shimon, that everybody agrees they'll have to take this stuff to Syria. There's more, nope, they are arguing. Ashkechtani, they found the machlokas explicit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Ksiv, Rabbi Shimon Omer ad Amona. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only take him until Ksiv, meaning not to Syria, rather only that northern strip of Zombie. Rabbi Shimon says you can even take them out to Amona, which is the northeastern strip of Syria. Okay? Tanya, we learned, Perishvish Yatzul Chutzorts. What happens if you took the Perishvish Chutzorts? And now it's the time to do Bior. So, Ms. Barim, you do Bior wherever you have them now. We've been in Chicago. Rabbi Shimon Elo Zomer, Mevian Lo Zomevach, on the other means there is Israel, do Bior there. The Chsivit says, Ba'altzecho, Tiakol Tvuas, Olech, on your land, all the food, the grain should be for eating. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Racha. Rabbi Yami Baskin like Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Ulukula, that you can do beer wherever you find yourself. As long as you don't take them and replace the place in Chutzlot, you do the beer wherever you find it and you stop transporting them in this primitive fashion, which you've been doing till now. Let's go back to the Mishnah. You don't bring truma of chutzarts there to Israel because it's bad, really tummy. I'm Rabbi Shimon Shemadi in favor Shemavim is Syria. You do bring truma to man from Syria there to Israel, Vemavim chutzarts, but not from chutzarts to proper. Tana Tamati went over there. Ariston, certain individual, heavy bikurim apami, brought bikurim from a city in Syria, the Kibulim Manu, and they accepted the bikurim. So why those? If you have truma, if you bring bikurim, you should be able to bring truma as well. Same type of commodity. Rabbi Yeshua, no, bikurim b'achrayos b'ayilin. Bikurim, the owners bring up to Yushalayim. That we permit. However, truma eimer b'achrayos b'ayilin. Truma, who goes? The owners don't bring the truma to the kohanim. The kohanim go to the silos and try and procure the truma for themselves. Therefore, eimer atken, if you allow truma to come from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, where are the Kohanim going to go to get their truma?
You have to pay money
to Chutzlar. They're going to people's farm.
But that's
right. That's what we asked for, bringing truma's Chutzlar into Eretz Yisrael. So they want to go to Chutzlar to pick up the truma of Chutzlar to bring it back into Eretz Yisrael.
Is
that clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I wouldn't.
That was how the Kohanim made their living, but like the Truma, they're on welfare, so they would go out to Chutzlar.
So it kind of sets up like a hounding situation. It says that this is how much you should probably give me.
Yeah, but that's not what we're worried about.
I understand.
Yeah, of course that's a possibility. Okay, so I pay any marat via achrei l'shan. They pursue it to Chutzlar, so we don't want them going to Chutzlar. Therefore, we ask them to bring the Truma back to Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays? So what's the problem?
So the problem is, we talk about beer. Beer from what? From a field that's in front of you?
Rebbe, if you buy a Jaffa orange in Chicago, in the time of then in Shemitah year, you have to beer in Chicago. Put it on your front four doorstep, and there are no longer any oranges on the trees in Illinois, and you make it hefker.
There aren't oranges on the tree in Illinois or in Israel?
In Illinois. It's local.
But there are no oranges.
The nearest location, you know what I mean? California, whatever. Yeah, wherever they are. Florida. Right. That's how it works. Okay? No, it's going to the earth. I don't know for sure. I take that back. I don't know for sure, but that's what I assume. Maybe I'm assuming wrong. Yeah, but not necessarily. Yeah, I understand. But I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Anything you can take it back. You can take it back. Somebody else can take it before you, but you can make it. Okay? New parak. Parak Shvi. Klal Gadol Omru B'Shvi'is. They said a great general principle by Shvi'is. Koshu Machal Adam, anything which can be consumed either by human beings, or Umachal Be'yom by animals, or Minatzom, it's used in order to die, D-Y-E, in a Miskayim Baretz, and it doesn't stay in the ground from year to year. Yesh lo shvi'is, it itself has a kedusha shvi'is. Uladama shvi'is, and you buy, if you sell it, or you barter anything for it, then whatever you sold or bartered for it gets kedusha shvi'is as well. Yesh lo biur, and therefore it has to be, you have to do biur on it whenever the proper day comes. Uladama, and if you sold it or exchanged it on whatever you got or in exchange, you have to also do beer as well. Vezeseh, what are cases like this? Ole haluf hashoite, the leaf of the wild loof. Vole dandano, mint. Voshin, either chicory or endives. Vakrishin, leek. And, two I don't know, a regila venetz cholav, a cholav. All these cases are cases where they have shvius, you know, but they don't have biur. They do have biur. These are ones that do have shvius and do have biur. Sorry. Right. What are considered to be animal foods considered fit for animal consumption? Hachochim v'adardorim, thorns and thistles. Minatzovim, what are considered to be plants which are suitable for dyeing? Smicha isates, which is indigo, and kutze, which is saffron. Yishen shvius with vein shvius, they have shvius, and their values, if they're bartered or sold, have shvius. Veishlem biur, and they have to be eradicated when the proper day comes, and so does Ludmeim. That which is bought or exchanged for them also has to be eradicated when the proper date comes. Says Gemara, going to the Gemara now, Tzavoyin le'odom, mao shetei alein kedusha shvius. Literally, this line means something that it actually means. That means, two different meanings. Literally means, is there a concept of kedusha shvius by paints? But we know that there is. That's what our Mishnah told us. Rather, the question is whether you're allowed to use human paints for you're allowed to use regular plants to be paint. Okay, tzavoin, lodum, maushadelem, kdusha shvius. Could you allow to use regular plants for paint or not? Yishmini madol, it's here from the following case. It's time we learned, lochem, for your purpose, koshu tzorich lochem. Anything which is your purpose.
But Tani Lo, we learned like from this, Kigon, such as Achila, Ushtia, eating and drinking, Vesika, and anointing, Utsvia. Yotta Malugma, this precludes using Truma fruit for a Malugma to make a bandage, a plaster, Shena L'chom, it's not L'chol Nevich, it's only for sick people. Yotta Aluntis, this excludes also a certain type of fragrant wine. Shenel it's failing. It's only used for people who have no sense of smell. Rabbi Yonah boy, Beloma Yotzta Malugma. So Rabbi Yonah asks, why can't you use the Shvita fruit for the purpose of a ointment? Shenel Kedusha Shvi'is, because that's not considered to be a proper use during Shmita. But Tanya, we learned, in fact, Don, Utsadi. These are various different types of seeds which can grow during Shemitah. And Istis, which is the paint plant. Shazorna Salamotsai sheets, which are planted after Shviz is over. Kedusha Shviz Chola Alein. The Kedusha. One second. You're allowed to plant them. That's what it means. Kedusha Shviz Cholei means they have the Kedusha Shviz. And what do you do with them? You plant them. Why do you plant them? Because what else can you do with these things? These are not edible commodities. These are dyes. So anything you can do with dyes is replant them. So that's what you do. You replant them. Kedusha Shviz Cholei means you can't use them. You can't waste them. You have to use them. It's not what we would assume Kedusha Shviz means, which they're prohibited. No, it means that you have to actually use them for a proper and good purpose. Okay, that's what it's referring to.
Hanah, you're not allowed to get Hanah from Kedusha
Shviz. What? You are. Hanah of consumption you're allowed to get from Kedusha Shviz.
You can.
You can. You're just not allowed to get any other Hanah, such as making money off it, as we'll learn in the future. Okay, so that's what he's telling him here. He says that these cases where you plant it after Shemitah's over. Let me go back a line. Don v'tzadi v'zera istis. All these paint plants. There's already no some soy shviz. Should plant after shviz is over. Kedusha shviz chal aleihem. That's a proper use for whatever grew during Shemitah to use them for this. You know, post Shvi'is time. Maikadun, well, how do we know that's a good use for them? Lachem, because it says you should use it for yourselves. Dabar Shavu Kol Tzorchem, the thing which is equivalent, in other words, is good for all your needs. So, yeah.
What about during the Shvi'is year itself?
No, you can use it, but you can't replant it. You can plant them with Tzorchem Shvi'is. Okay? Says my Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Hila Shomala Minato. He found and heard the same principle from the following Brisa. The Tani we learned, yeah, it should be. In other words, you should have the
Shemitah.
And besides that, besides having the Shemitah, Tiyah, all the fruit will be for you. Afa l'kasenet, it's just you use the Shemitah fruit to light a candle. Afa l'tzvoi l'tzvoi b'otzava. You can also use it also for dying. Ask the Gemara on this price of learning. All these cakes can be eaten by human beings. Aren't you causing them loss by limiting all these things are eaten by human beings. Aren't you causing a loss of their optimum use by allowing them to be used to light candles or to, for whatever thing? You're detracting from their significance, right? If they're already considered to be part and parcel, these plants or these. Let me do that over again. I think I messed it up. I'm not sure. Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yilah Shomalam Min Ador Detanyo. You learned this from that. That's what you learned. You can use Shemitah fruit also to be lit. Also to die. Aren't you causing it to be lost? Right? In other words, it's you're ruining something which is hypothetically permissible, so good for you person to eat. Says, no. When can you use the colors for this purpose when they're made to be colors? You can't take something down a notch. But here these things are made to be colors to be meant to be colors to begin with. That's one answer. On Ramona, say, you know what it's talking about? That just a minute, I forgot what the shot is here. Let's go back one more time. It's Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Hila. Rabbi Hila shama lo min ador. He said, "With her for this purpose, the tiny tia aflad lokaser. You shmit the fruit for lighting candles. Abis bo b'tzeva for dying. Lonim tseisim abid ochol on them. Aren't you causing a loss of something which is suitable for human beings to eat? Tipot there b'tzvoyin lo ador." We're talking about using these commodities for coloring something for a human being. In other words, I can use commodities which produce paint which is suitable for human consumption for human beings. If it produces paint which is suitable only for commercial purposes, meaning for painting these things which are necessary for animals, then I can use it for that purpose as well. But I can't take something which is suitable for coloring something for human consumption and use it to color something for animal consumption. Consumption, I mean usage. Now, this manifests a very interesting phenomenon which we no longer have. All our paints are synthetic. They actually had paints which were, some paints were used for human beings, and different inferior paints were used for animals. The animals didn't paint with the paints, but the saddles and other stuff which was put on the animal's back were painted with these paints. Tapestries to put on the, pillow which you put on the animal. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We're not talking about food dye. When you say
right. The clothing, for instance, my clothing, your clothing, would be dyed with a better quality dye that would be used to dye. They're all coming from plants. But it would be better quality dye than the dye used for animals' purposes. Okay? It's a funny thing because we don't have such a concept nowadays.
So why is there a distinction between human consumption and animal consumption?
So you're now allowed to take that which, could have been used for humans and use it for animals. So the same thing is true about a dye. A dye which is suitable for human use, you can't use for animal use.
The other way around.
Yeah, you can do it the other way around. Because that's elevating it. You can't diminish it. Okay? So,
so that's a Kedusha phenomenon.
Yeah. It's a Kedusha phenomenon. Yeah, that's a Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay? So, No. That which it says here that you can use for adlokos aner and for coloring, so it's talking about ba'ochle behemo la'odam. It's talking about, you know what you can use? You can use stuff which an animal would otherwise eat for the paint of an individual. That which an animal would eat to paint for human beings' purposes. Okay? So if that's the case, we Yeah, but one second. Yeah, but now the Gemara's question is not answered. Because the Gemara's question way back at the beginning of the Gemara was, Tzaboin law the Mausha Teleim Kedusha Shvias. Dies for human beings, they have the Kedusha Shmitah. You never answer that question. If you hold that we're talking about a case here where it's a boy in law dumb and that they're limited, you can't use it for human for an animal, so then you have a riot that paints have Kedusha Shvias in and of themselves. Ramona says it's talking about ochle behema. It's talking about foodstuffs. You want to use it in order to paint, but it's really a foodstuff. So there's no indication here as to whether something which is solely and exclusively a paint has kedusha shvius. We don't see any indication of that from this gemara. Okay, it's not, can't be looked at according to Tavoy lebehema. Now, of course, we're going to ask the next question, but we're not going to be able to resolve it either. Tavoy lebehema colors are tremendous use for animals. Maushet teilen kedusha shvius. Oh, we will be able to answer it. Scratch that. Dyes used for animals. Can't do that. Kedusha Shvias. No. By other, we said we don't know. So what's the best answer we can get by dyes used for animals? It's no better. What's the only answer we could possibly give with certainty?
Use it for humans.
But it's not edible to humans. It can only be paint for humans. But paint used for humans itself is only thought of a suffix. So paint used for animals at best can be a suffix too. If we're going to give a definitive answer, what is the only definitive answer we can give about it? No, it has no kedusha shvius, and that's what we're root of another couple of trees. Bikra averet, the dye made from the root of a rose, ain't been kedusha shvius. They have no kedusha shvius. So we see that which is only good to serve as a color for an animal certainly doesn't have kedusha shvius. Okay, mina kvitos she mau sheilem kedusha shvius detergents. Do they have shvius? Nishmini me'ado. Serve in this case. The time where Osivalem, they added on to those which have kedusha shvius, chabonon, whatever that is. V'lu'unin, he says, is sorrel, a type of poor grain which can be used for laundry. V'aboris v'ol, boris is a type of detergent. Ol is aloe vera. No, but that doesn't grow. The sweet sandwich grows. True. No. Sorry. So we see that stuff which is used for laundry does have kedusha shvius. Midei b'samim. What about fragrances? Marsh Elam Kedusha Shvius, Nishmini Me'adot, here from this case of Tanimler, Haperech Halovan Vodem, white and red flowers, Enelam Kedusha Shvius, and Akkarosh. Chavraya Omrin, the Chabura said, Rabbi Shimini, that's where Shimini, the Dinah Winlid Misha, Shomer Ein Lektaf, the sap of a tree has no shvius and they shain no pre because it's not a fruit. I mean, Shmuel, so that maybe that which the perfume has no kedusha shvius is also correlated to that. Rishim Shereivo said, "No tipata direkoli." Everybody agrees that perfume has no kedusha, no kedusha shvius. How who what? Why?
Can you use flowers? You know, roses.
Yeah, no, we're going to get to roses. Rose is a bad example. Other flowers you can, yes. The only possibility where you don't have kedusha shvius is ba'adad nesorta, is when you have wood chips which are fragrant. Because wood chips are fragrant, don't have kedusha shvius. Why not? They don't grow. They're not flowers. They're not the produce of the tree. So any other type of fragrance that comes from a tree or from a plant would have kedusha shvius. Okay? Mini adlokas ma'islach. Oh, well, let me make that clear. So wood chips, we know, don't have kedusha shvius. We don't know what the adlokas by the perfume is. The Gemara never clarifies. But those by the perfumes they have kedusha shvius. Gemara just leaves it dangling, as it will the next question. Mini adlokas. Types of food which God used to burn. Ma'islach, what are we talking about? Kagona haim pekua, such as pekua, whatever that is, it's only suitable to be burned. So with exactly the shvius or not, here we don't know as well. Ha'ein varid, a rose. Tani beit lasmi, we learned three things about it. Alin shlo yesh lehem shvius, its leaves have shmita. L'dmeim shvius, and if you sold it, then whatever anybody paid for it has shmita as well. Ishlem beer, and there you have to do beer on them. Uludmeim beer, and whatever money you got from it has to do that beer done on as well. Pika, shelo, the rose hips. Now I don't know what rose hips are, but they're part and parcel of a rose. Yes, but you've never seen a rose hip, have you? Neither have I. They make tea out of it too. But rose hips, yeshla shvius, udameh shvius, that shvius, and it, whether you buy with it, if you exchange it, then the barter shvius, ain lo beer ben lo dameh beer. But there's always rose hips out in the field for the animals. Leaves there aren't always, but rose hips there always are, and therefore you never have to do beer on it. Ikar shelo, its paint part, the rose paint, the famous rose colored paint. Ain lo shvius lo doma shvius, it doesn't have any shvius whatsoever. Ain lo beer lo doma beer, it's like a piece of wood. Rabbi Yirmiyah bo yikom ravo ma'alich bosh min ahar vered. Now this is talking about ma'alich bosh min ahain vered. This is talking about can you soak the rose in oil? Yeah, but they used to put in oil if they wanted to make perfume out of it. It doesn't matter. Oil, water, whatever the case may be. Are you allowed to do that? Can you soak it, or is that considered to be diminishing the value of the plant, which is prohibited during Shemitah? What else do you do with the rose? All you can do is soak it. Tani Rabbi Chia said, no, it's human food. Ramona said that arustun was permissible. Kitter tone is permissible, shari mutter. Meaty stone, shari, it's permissible. Draminum, dramamine. Just kidding. Shari, what?
Where
does that
come from?
I don't know.
I think it's come
from. Yeah, I doubt it. Maybe. Drumin is permissible. Either, those are all not, don't have halal status, halachos of shvius, because they're only used for the an oil, and they're not considered to be either edible or used for coloring. So therefore, you're allowed to use them during shmita in order to make oil or rose water. Idrumin is soon, usur, and dumrin also, those are types of roses which are edible, and therefore one is not allowed to use them for any other purpose except for eating. Okay? You don't have the next few lines. We machal beim, do you? Machal, what's the next line for you? Okay, I have a header. We machal beim, achokim vadar dorim b'chuei. From animal food, so then you have thorns and thistles, etc. Tzipori shailun rabbi ami. The people at Tzipori asked Rabbi Ami, Maula hatein bechochim. Can you cover other grain in order to preserve its moisture with thorns? Amalon, so he said, Atun kam v'amrun b'shem Rabbi Chanina, and Tanei Achrein Apu Alei Kukisaya. Even certain other kind of vegetables, leaves, are permissible for this purpose. Rabbi Yeshua said, Luhuvda? This is okay. This, he answered a question in a specific case with this, and therefore I don't think you have next two words. My next two words by you? No. The Samech Halavi, and we can rely on this psalm. Okay? So we can use all this thorns and thistles to cover other fruit to prevent them from going dry. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Varm Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, still haven't done a blot tonight, right? Cement. So it goes on and on and on. Huh? By the way, the rest...
Contrary to your article.
But the rest of the Yerushalayim, the rest of Zeroyim, I looked ahead. The rest of Zeroyim, it doesn't have blot like this. Take a look. Skim the rest of the Gemara. Suzuka to wake you up. Skim the rest of the Gemara. No, skim the rest. Look at all the rest of the... Yeah. No. It said the rest of the year, shall you see?
Yeah, we're doing a speed reading of the rest of the
year. Right. The rest of the Zeroyim is a breeze. By the way, it ends, Zeroyim ends on Pesach. So we're going to end ahead of time so we can make a theme on Zeroyim, Bli Neder on.
Is there?
That's the master plan at this point. It ends at Yud Zayin Nissan. Yud Zayin Nissan, I believe. Okay. But in the meantime, we're stuck in Shavuos. Supposed to be finished. What's the last bond in Shavuos? What's the last bond in Shavuos?
Last line of Shavuos?
Blot.
How many blot out of it?
Three, 10 more?
Laminal.
And we're on Daf Chaf now, right? Do you attend?
Not quite. We're still
waiting. Okay, so it's another couple of weeks. But we're getting there. Anyway, so I'm Rabbi Yeshua said, "In lachem yuchel abeim al chati brovat." There's nothing which is specific for an animal, except for chatzir, animal fodder, meaning nothing else is klusha shvius. Well, that's the assumption which we would make from that. V'shalach lahatimbo mutar lahatimbo. Nevertheless, even though chatzir, you know, I messed that up. Let me do that over here. You should know there's nothing more designated for an animal than chatzir, than animal fodder. But nonetheless, even though it has klusha shviyas, v'shalachulatimbo, if you designate it, you took it and designated it to use to cover other grain, that's permissible, mutter. B'tanya came and learned this. Chotzi v'chol shayi yirakah shalachan lahatimbo hen, if you took animal fodder or any other vegetable to cover other fruit with it, it's mutter, it's permissible, it's bohen, it doesn't say the word mutter, you're allowed to cover with them. Chishvein l'machbeim, however, that's only prior to when it's designated to serve as a refrigerator. Chishvein, but if you thought aleim, and I have the two words here, l'machbeim, if you actually designate them for machbeim, then also l'atimim, at that point you can no longer use them to cover your other produce. But when you use animal fodder to cover produce, but it hasn't yet been designated animal fodder. The moment it's been designated animal fodder, it can't be used to cover our other produce. Okay? Tani Bar Kapara, we learned Bar Kapara said, Mutar Latim Bohen, Vasi Lavos Man. Although you can use animal fodder to cover other crops, you can't lend or borrow it or make it collateral. Why? Because that looks like you're doing what with it? Schoira. And now I have to do Schoira with Perishvies. Schoira. Merchant. Oh. Yeah. What? Yeah, mercantile involvement. Okay, why? Lefishiyesh length of shvius because they have klusha shvius. Vochei bei moyna length klusha shvius. Ask more. So what? What about astam animal food? Doesn't have klusha shvius. Vatamaita oisimem malug ma'odim. You said you can make medicine from it. Gemara doesn't answer, but the truth is it's not such a strong kasha. Malug malodam is a valid use. If anything, it might be a greater use for animal fodder than using it to feed animals, because it's being using it for a human being's purpose. But that still doesn't mean you can do schayra in it. Schora will still be prohibited. You're still not out to business with it, regardless.
Let's say the digitalis, which is a heart medicine, doesn't go in.
Yeah.
So you can use it.
It's not meant for food.
But you eat it. Some people,
people actually eat it as a.
Well, now they grind it up.
I think maluga is only topical. The prohibition of using it for maluga is only for topical. But if ingested, even if ingested as medicine, that's okay. That's my impression. Okay?
Can you sell it in relation?
No.
Can't sell it.
Only personally. We're going to learn all that term, all the legal loopholes. Jews need ways to make money, right? We're going to learn. Don't worry. we're not there yet. All right, it said, Shamati Shoa, Osi Man Maluga Malayim, when it's allowed to use animal fodder to make a bandage for an individual. Shemutzel is soaked and one is allowed to squeeze them out. Vaisim men is somewhat allowed to make herbs and spices for human consumption. Tamatanin, we learned over there. Nothing you want to touch about human health. Tamatanina, we learned over there. Lulav is zlodin. The lulav, meaning the frond. You know, palm frond, the frond of, I don't even know what frond is myself, but I know it's a good word. Love is rodim, shall adal, and cress. Now, cress, by the way, is the general translation of any type of vegetable, I'm not sure of. I noticed that in the translators, which translate vegetables' names in the Talmud, both Bavli and Zami. When they don't know what it is, they call it a cress, which I think is any kind of leafy vegetable. You know, lettuce is kind of cress, cabbage is kind of cress, watercress is a type of cress. So this is so I guess they have these fronds which grow from the tree. Vale loof choitan, also the leaves of the idiot loof plant. Ematam to masochin achim tzuru, they're not considered to be ematam to masochin until they are sweetened. The lama, why lefishay morning? Because they are bitter. Well, it's part of a kasha of lama. Shay morning because they're bitter. Hare tumasin. The famous lupine. I don't know what a lupine is. I'm sure you don't need to know either. But it's famous. Aren't they bitter? Yet nonetheless, they're metami to masochin even before they are made sweet. Shani tumusim shikar nochodem. Tumusim are only meant for human beings to eat. That's their primary purpose. It takes a long time to prepare them, but they're meant to eat. As opposed to the paws, the fronds, which are not meant to eat. Lo tzurchada ela shaminad. We only need those two cases of loy vizornado to teach us the shenklus shviz chale machim tugu. Also, they don't get good shviz until they become sweet, just like they don't get too masoch until they become sweet. Okay, wait a minute, how can you say this? Ocean, which is endives, even though they're not normally eaten, because we learned concerning this earlier this evening. The logic of this is because we're talking about Achloiter Rebbe Lavi Yerg Mechutzarz before Rebbe allowed you to bring vegetables to Chutzarz. When you're limited to prepare to vegetables in Eretz Yisrael, therefore you take what you could get. Once Rebbe allowed you to bring vegetables to Chutzarz, Eretz Yisrael, Hishvitz Yishar Shnei Shavua. Endives are the same then during Shemitah as the rest of the 6 years. Just like the rest of the 6 years, they need designation before their Matami to Masochli. So during Shemitah, they need designation before their Matami to Masochli. Here too, the love is rotten, and Edo shouldn't get any Kedusha until you designate them. There should be like anything else which needs designation needs designation if you don't normally heat it in order to make a Matami to Masochin. Thing is, he learns. I'm not sure how he's learning. The Kavanaugh, it seems as though we're going back and saying that since we see that ocean, that endives, become in Shemitah become food automatically, it seems like he wants to say, yeah, now I got it. Okay. We said before that the fronds only bermatame when you give them special thought. You want to extrapolate that and say that they're in Shemitah, they're also not susceptible to Shemitah until you give them special thought. We're rejecting that now. Because they're saying, just like Rebbe, prior to Rebbe's Takana, and during Shemitah were makabel tuma nad shvius without any prior thought, because during Shemitah vegetables are scarce and you set up for second best vegetables. So we're saying that the fronds during Shemitah don't require machshav in order to be considered food. Why is that? Because since you can't get as many vegetables, you're willing to settle for less, and you don't need explicit machshava to make it suitable to your kamel to tuma, or to make it suitable to be susceptible to shvius. When matina davar shebetchila ein klusha shvius chal olav, so klusha shvius chal olav. Ask the Gemara: Is there such a thing which originally does have klusha shvius and then gets klusha shvius? Eight people in the respond: Yes, there is. If you collect them for wood, there's no klusha shvius on them. If you thought about it to make them food, klusha shvius cholim, klusha shvius devolves upon them. I'm Rabbi Chanina. So we see there is variation depending on what you chose, what you designate for. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Chanina said, "Shkenim likta mitchila loochin klusha shvius cholim miyad." You know, there it's different. Because there, if you had collected it with the intent of making food, it become kosher kedusha shvius immediately. That's different. Perhaps a case where when you collect it, it's not kedusha shvius until you cook it and you make it sweet. Perhaps there it can never get kedusha shvius. That's sounding like a migo that it could have gotten kedusha right away when you collected it and you thought to eat it. So later on, if you think later on, that makes it kosher too. But if it's a type of material such as these, which are not edible until you actually fix them up with some, you know, spices, then maybe they don't get kedusha shvius. We don't know. We're not resolving the question. Bias may says more. Haseya satre ezov is ezova and cornis is cornisa. Should I have Rachmanis on you guys and stop now, or should we go further? What? You have to run to the airport?
Oh, yeah? Continental. Rachel's going to call to find out.
You can carpool. Old Kyle Echorom. It said another principle. Going back to Mishnah. Old Kyle Echorom, it said another principle. Kosher machal, the main thing which is suitable for human consumption, umachal beimo, or for animal consumption, uminat tzolim, or can create diets, miskayim baratz, and survives in the ground. Yeah. And survives in the ground. Yesh lo shvius, it has shmita, uledomo shvius. And if anything which is bought for it, anything which is exchanged for that shvius as well. Ain lo beer, but since it's constantly in the ground all the time, there's no beer. Because beer is when that fruit is no longer available. So the animal's in the field. But this fruit is always available because it's always out in the field. So there's no beer on such a vegetable or such a fruit. Elo beer lo domo beer. Ezulu, what in such cases? Ikra lufa shoite, the root of the idiot loof. Ikra dandano, mint, akrabanin. Some bitter herb. Bachal batanim, some type of vegetable. Vabucharia, some other type of vegetable. Uminat tovim, and what are those things from paints? Hapua varakva. There's different types of paint vegetables. All these cases, the eshlem shvius is made shvius, they do klusha shvius, but eilem beer of lod main beer, you don't do beer on them. And mayor, very interesting thing. Mayor says the main is barring Rosh Hashanah. If you actually paid for them. No, it's a bad thing. If you got money in exchange for them, that money you must get rid of by Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. The Gemara is going to explain why. Amulo, so he said they rejected it. He said, lo hem ein beer. If they don't have beer, kavachom and meim, certainly that which you get for them doesn't have beer either. Okay? Now let's go back to the Gemara. Mal chabetzonim, what are chabetzonim? Beitei neitzcholim. Rameh ameh, the meim is barren. You don't have that header. Tanya, you have Tanya, right? Tanya, I'm right, Mayor. I'm right, Mayor. Yeah,
well, it says Omar Lemre Mayor.
Okay, fine. Omar Lemre Mayor Kalkomin. Remain to the Kalkomin. Machmani Rabadomi Yerisimanikar. This is very interesting. Aloha. I'm more machmir by the money than the primary substance. Why is that? I'll bring a proof of that. Shashem and Shoshvius. If you have oil from the Shemitah, your Madlikim bowl, you can use it to light your candle. We learned that. It's T-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L- Shvius, fruit. Chveis is sold. An orange. And he got 50 cents. Now with that 50 cents, he used oil. He bought oil. That oil ain't my leaking bowl. Ain't allowed to burn it. Why not? Because we say, Shvius is always Teufis is Domov. Shvius takes hold or whatever is the last product used in line. In other words, if I had an orange, the orange always remains kadosh. But if I sold the orange, right, the orange is kadosh and the money is kadosh. If I use the money to buy oil, then the money is no longer kadosh, but now the oil is kadosh. And so on and so forth. If I use the oil to buy, right, from one object to the other, it remains the first one, then it's transferred down the line. So it says, Ramir, if the last thing is the oil, I can't burn that oil. Why?
Then
you can burn the oil. Then we're going to come to that. But why is that? Because I'm afraid you won't realize that this is Kadosh Kedusha Shviz. This is where we remind you, ding, 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 this is Kedusha Shviz. Don't come too close to it. Okay? Or be Mevarit. That's really the issue. Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Yevon said, Ichliv Shemen B'Shemen. Say, I had olive oil. And you had canola oil. And they're both Shemitah oils. So I switch with you. Because you needed olive oil and I needed canola oil. Guess what? We're both up the creek. Because now we switch. So the chalifin of my oil is your oil. The chalifin of your oil is my oil. So now neither oils are usable. We really messed each other up royally in this case, right? So what do you do in such a case? Says, Laura, Yechlifu shnei shemen b'shemen shnei masurim. Okay, so that's the way you do in that case. Chizah shem Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba says, Machlif shnei b'shel chulin. Each one of us has to go and switch the oil which we received with chulin. Because then the oil, as you pointed out, is no longer kadosh, and the next chulin is kadosh in its stead. Yechlif yayim b'shemen kuma da'at amar. What about if I traded my wine for your oil? The same idea. Just like you said, yayin ain't sochin osovim limbo. Now you can't use the wine to anoint yourself nor to light it, which of course is just a mistake because obviously you don't like wine. But Kavod Sei Hashem, so to the oil, and Tzachin also you can't anoint with it, but you can't light with it. Hichlev Alim Bu Lavin, until you switch it again. If I switch leaves for branches, Kmoda Taimar, Olav Yeshlem Bi, or just like it had Bi, or the leaves, now the Kavosu Lovin Yeshlem Bi. The Loch of Bi, which does apply leaves, has now transferred to Lovin, which normally don't have Bi. They transferred. Hichli Vaichli Adam Bochabam, if you switch the animal food for human food, Kmoda Taimar, Ochli Adam, Eino Simbam, Lugma, now the Kdusha of the Ochli Adam, which means you can't use them to make a plaster or a bandage, now you can't make melugma with the animal fodder. Vatanya, this is Akasha. Didn't we learn? How can you say it? So we learn, you can sell human food and animal food to buy at human food. You can't sell animal food to buy the koshkin. He certainly can't sell. He can't sell human food to buy animal food. Why not? If the animal food now gets the kedusha of human food, why can't you sell the animal food for animal food? Do you understand the kasha? You're not going down a level. Because whatever kedusha was on, the human food is going to transfer it to the animal food. So there's no going down a level. What's the problem? Right? So says the Gemara, very interesting thing. You're right, you can't sell it. What are you not allowed to do? This is what you're not allowed to do. Knifta diarka, if you have a fresh bundle of vegetables, you're not allowed to cut off the leaves when gradually some leaves get wilted. You're not allowed to cut off the wilted leaves. Because what do you do with the wilted leaves? You take them up to your roof. Maskin lalaigra, viyav shemigamra, and they dry in their own accord, and then you feed them to your animal. It's no good. Because there was no chalifin. There, the food deteriorated, and you pushed the process along. So in that case, you're actually taking something which is machal adam and eroding its status to machal bema. That's forbidden.
What if you don't actively push it? You just let it.
Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to use it for machal bema. Once it was machal adam, it can't. Right, you can't erode down. That's the chiddush here. So it's not talking about where you switch, because there anyway the kedusha transferred. So that would happen on its own. When is beer for the various different substances? Rabbi Yochum B'Shem Ben Yitzchok said B'Yayin at Pesach, by wine it's still Pesach, B'Shem by oil it's at Chaseres, till Shavuos, B'Chagrow grows for dates at Purim, Rabbi Yochum B'Shem said B'Tmorim by dates at Chanukah, it's until Chanukah. How many lines do we have left to finish the page?
We only have
10
more lines.
10 more lines. Well, we have to go back to the Mishnah.
They're arriving 9:47. They
slept with
Masach Sussex's luggage.
Klippi Rimon. They're going back for Sukkot now? Yeah. Plenty of time. Klippi Rimon. You see Klippi Rimon?
Yeah.
It's three lines from that. Klippi Rimon is pomegranate husks. An H-lo, or the little flower of the pomegranate, or a clipe goes in nutshells. These can all be used to make dyes. Galenim and pits, which can be made to use to make oil, yeshlem shvius with mem shvius. They have shvius. And anything which you require for them has shvius as well. Go to the Gemara. You know what? Let go to the Gemara. Too bad. Tough. Rabbi Elam Shem, Rabbi Shem Barba. Going to be merciful anyway, so I not to. Rabbi Yehuda Shem, Rabbi Shem Barva, then Rabbi Shem Barva, and Rabbi Yochanan the Chavrus, Chavrusay, Rabbi Yochanan the Chavrusa, have Yasu Makshin. They were sitting and asking kashas for Amri. They said, Yesh Lembir, Vein Lembir, Oei Lembir. These substances which you just mentioned, do they have beer or don't they have beer? Because the mission doesn't talk about them. Over Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda passed by. Army, they said, oh, Hagavra Mashin Lene. Here's a good person to ask. Let's ask him. Asked him, Shalini, they went and asked Rabbi Yanai. Armin, so he said to them, Kol Dover Shadarko Lishor, anything which falls off the tree, Yeshlo Biur. Why? Because that means that at some point there's no fruit left on the tree. That's when you have to renounce your ownership and what you have in your house in order to make it available to the animal. Shane Darko Lishor, anything which doesn't normally fall off the tree, ain't no beer, doesn't have beer. Velum, mention Darko Lishor, some of them fall off the tree. Mention Darko Lishor, some of them don't fall off the tree. And therefore, Vesora Tana Mina, the Tana didn't want to discuss it because he didn't want to give exact details as to which the status were, as to what the status of each one was, because that various of them have various different statuses. Okay? Go back to the Mishnah again. No, we're not going to get to finish the Mishnah now. He divides the Mishnah into six segments. Three more. Hatzaba Tzoveya Latzma. A dyer dies for himself. He can't sell anything he dies during Shemitah. Why is that? Because that's making schera with the dye. And Shaino seems schera pay or shvius. Lo b'chor is so too, you're not allowed to do schera with b'chor, a firstborn which goes to Kohen, lo b'trumos, which goes to Kohen, lo nevelos, nor in products slaughtered in certain slaughterhouses. You're not. Nevelos means, animals which are not slaughtered properly. Flobotrephus. I'm on tape. I'm not going to say anything.
Was it dying by
itself? Yeah. Flobotrephus, nor must him, nor in insects or other creepy crawly things. Let's go to the Mishnah. The Gemara. Mauli Tzbobotobosana, can I die for free, and the guy who I'm dying for is going to be Makir Tov to me for having colored the garment for him. Tova Sano, right. Can I do that? We might have time for that, which we learned. Hashal Shulis Vachal Benom. So various different types of dyeing grasses. A merchant can dye for himself. Now, merchant never charges money. That's not his business. If he dies, he dies as a favor for somebody. He's only allowed to do it for himself, not for anybody else. Hadamras teaches us, also leads Baal B'tov HaSanah. You're not allowed to die for somebody else, even if all the other person is going to owe you is a debt of gratitude. It's a major chumrah.
That's consistent in Gemara, I think, all along. It's given a
value. It's B'tov HaSanah as mama. Yes, it has all along. It is consistent. Eino Sin Tzchora. You don't have that header. You have Tani, right? Do you have Tani even? Or you have Sheket Tzim Lachem? It starts over Sheket Tzim Lachem. What?
Either.
You don't have that? What's your next word? Ksif? Yeah, what comes after Ksif?
Ksif, Tmeim, Heim,
Alachem. Different pasuk even. He has Sheket Tzim Lachem. It's repugnant unto you. Ma Tamulomer, do you have Ma Tamulomer?
Yeah.
Sheket Yulachem, and you have Tmeim Yulachem, obviously, right? Why it say twice? Echad Yisra Achila, he must have changed because there's no pasuk of Tmeim Yulachem. Or it's referring to the wrong thing. Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Schor Anor. He's learning that there's an Yisra Anor Midoraisa on the Velus and Trefus. Not that he's not allowed to have any Anor for him, but he's not allowed to make money off of them. Tani, we learned, Kol Devar Shisur, Devar Torah, anything which is also the Raisa, also Sospo Schorah. Now to make money off it. You're allowed to make money off it. So says the Mar. So how can you open a donkey selling business? It's also to rice to eat. So says the Mar Lemlachto Gadol. You
selling it.
Right. That's the Mar's answer. You sell it for work. For Egamol, same answer. Lemlachto Gadol. Camels are used for work as well. Now, since you're allowed, however, to make business by this is the Rabbanan, that opens all sorts of vistas. Rabbi Yosha Nosav V'yav used to buy and sell Bahadi Muraisa in fish oil, which was sometimes also because they mixed wine in it. Rabbi Chuna Nosav V'yav Bahadi in Chaltisa, he bought and sold sharp vegetables cut with knives of goyim, which become osir. But nonetheless, since it's only this is Rabbanan, Nishkefer. Okay? So we turn the page. I think we'll stop here for today. And because it goes back to the mission another 2 times. I don't know if I mentioned before or after you came in.